Donna, I am speaking to you about the Stamp Out Hunger food drive that's hosted by the post office. Can you give me a little bit more information about that?
Well, this Saturday, May 10th, the customers are asked to put out a food donation by their mailbox, and the carriers will pick it up, and we bring it back to the post office and sort it out, and it is distributed between three places there in Chillicothe, the Salvation Army, Livingston County Food Pantry, and the House of Prayer.
Okay, and I'm also reading on the paper that last year you collected about 2,800 pounds of food. Are you hoping to surpass that number this year, or at least reach that number this year?
We'd like to do a lot better. In years past, we've collected like up to 7,000 pounds, and each year it just seems like the donations get less, but they're happy to get whatever we can collect for them.
That it is a very moving event that does go on. Now, is this just an annual thing, or is it done twice a year?
It's always once a year on the second Saturday in May. This is the 22nd year that it's gone on, and the 21st year that Chillicothe has done it.
Donna, now, approximately how many families will this actually help? For example, the 2,800 pounds of food that you have collected in years past. Approximately how many families would that actually help?
I can't tell you that.
Well, it would be, you know, a great, you know, number to actually know, like, if possible, if it was a possibility to actually obtain that information. Now, what exactly are you looking for as far as the food items goes?
It needs to be non-perishable. Suggested donations are like canned fruits and vegetables, canned soups or pastas, spaghetti, stuff like that. We also get cereal, juices, condiments. A lot of people put out paper towels, toilet paper, anything's needed by these families.
Now, what about baby food?
Yes, and when we do get baby food, we donate it to, I can't think what that place is called in Chillicothe. There's a place that helps unwed mothers and stuff there in Chillicothe, and we donate the food to them.
Oh, that's
it's
awesome.
It's in my head right now. I can't think what it's called.
That's quite all right. Now, when patrons are participating, when they set their bags out by their mailboxes, should they mark their bags, or do the postal carriers know to pick the bags up?
Sometimes. Yesterday, we delivered a little postcard saying about the event, and a lot of times people will attach that to the sack of food so that we know it's ours. We have picked up bags of trash before thinking it was food.
Oh, no.
But most usually people just set it near their mailbox or hang it on their mailbox. And sometimes you'll open up the mailbox, there'll be one can of food in it.
Oh, that's cool. Now, and I'm also reading on the paper here that that there's also a collection card that has been placed in the lobby of the Chillicothe Post Office for anyone who wishes to drop off their donation.
Yeah. The second Saturday in May is always a busy year or busy day. A lot of times it's graduation, and of course it's Mother's Day weekend, so people are busy, and they'll drop it off at the post office, you know, like this week, and then it'll still be there next week for people that forget. And then that way, you know, they can still make their donation without having to worry about it on Saturday.
Now, what about for the people who would like to participate, but by chance it might slip their mind? Do you take any late donations?
Yes, we always pick up a lot the week following. We'll take another cartload, you know, to one of the food pantries the week after, usually.